Chapter 12.
And at that time, Michael shall arise, the great prince who stands over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as has never occurred since the first nation until that time. And at that time, your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. And the multitude of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to reproach, to everlasting horror. But the wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who lead the multitude to righteousness like the stars to the age and forever. But you, Daniel, hide the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Then I looked, I, Daniel, and behold, there stood two others, one on this river bank and the other on that river bank. And he said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the river waters,
How long shall it be before these wonders which you have told are fulfilled?
Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was over the river waters. And he held up his right hand and his left hand to the heavens, and swore by him who lives forever.
After a time, times and half a time, and when the scattering of the holy people's power is complete, all these things shall be finished.
Although I heard, I did not understand. So I said, My Lord, what shall follow these things? And he said,
Go, Daniel, for the words are hidden and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves, yes. Make themselves white, yes. Refined. But the wicked shall act wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the perpetual sacrifice is abolished, and the desolating abomination is set up, there are 1,290 days. Blessed is the man who waits and reaches the 1,335 days. But you, go to the end, for you shall rest and will arise in your lot at the end of the days.